This is the Unfiltered Union.
I'm Linz.
And I'm Russ.
Here is this week's episode.
We are recording. Yeah.
You got a blue tongue.
What is that from?
I don't know.
I'm serious. I don't know either. What is that from? I ate Moe's. What is that from?
I don't know.
What did you? Oh, I drank a Gatorade.
At like two?
No, no, I just drank another one.
Oh.
It freaked me out.
Me too. Like that time you took, what was it?
Pepto.
Pepto. Yeah, and you turned your tongue green?
It turned black. You take Pepto at night and you wake up in the morning, don't freak out. If you spit out black stuff, you're good. You may not have cancer, like I thought.
Oh, man. That's the way to start it.
The weirdest thing. I mean, it's kind of appropriate, like fighting aliens and stuff.
Okay, well, we're millennials.
We are. We're very, very nostalgic people with blue tongues. I can't even do it.
Oh, okay. Yay. All right. So
we're struggling here, if you can't tell. Which we need to get it together because we have a pretty decent interview coming.
Decent?
Yeah.
You are over the moon excited. Let's be clear.
Yeah, that this is true.
Before we get there.
I know. I know there's stuff to go through. I'm just saying we must get ourselves together.
I'm gone now after that. Okay. We have... Stop.
I love video because now people that are watching can actually see my antics. Okay.
That's hilarious.
We are millennials.
You're
we are very
you're not
nostalgic.
A millennial. You're a child.
Yes, correct. But I'm a nostalgic child.
Okay. We are millennials. We are nostalgic. I have a list of my top favorite, like, cult movies.
Okay.
And it goes directly into who we're interviewing today, but we'll get there in just a second. Can you guess any of them? You've seen the list.
We have a script.
Make sure that we're both on track here. But my top, first one, Princess Bride. Absolutely one of my top favorite. And I believe it's a cult classic because it's not something that was, you know, high dollar, overproduced. And
yeah, if you look at it and watch it, it's not great.
It's awesome.
No, like
inconceivable.
Like you just said, production values and stuff, it's not great, but that doesn't matter.
Right.
It was really good. It probably cost them like 35 cents to make that movie.
I don't know. Andre the Giant was probably pretty expensive.
Yeah, probably.
But my next one is Breakfast Club.
That's I like that. I like Princess Bride and Breakfast Club, to be fair.
The Breakfast Club to me is like classic 80s. You know, my parents liked it. I liked it when I was able to watch it at an age appropriate time. It was
unlike Jaws.
Right. It was a very good movie. I like that movie a lot. And then
you're very picky and choosy on what's age appropriate when you were a kid.
True. Whatever was on TV. But then Office Space. I didn't watch that until I met you.
Yes, I take full credit of that one.
You should. But it's one of those that was quoted at a previous workplace many years ago.
Overquoted, let's be clear.
Every day. Those reports.
Yeah, don't TPS reports.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It would say it every 5 seconds, and I'm just like, ha, ha, ha.
Are there TDS reports now, though?
I don't know.
Trump derangement syndrome?
Possibly.
PC load letter.
I was thinking total dissolved solids, but that's a previous life.
Yes. The water people. Water nerds, come out. Unite.
There you go.
Okay. My turn.
But one of the ones I didn't have on there was V for Vendetta. Like, I think that probably has a higher production value that maybe doesn't put it into the category of cult.
Yeah, I don't really think that's a cult thing. I don't know. I just feel like cult movies, cult classics are... I don't know. I mean, I guess you could do it because it's something that is not that popular when it comes out and then it grows in popularity as it ages. I guess that's a cult classic to me.
Well, to me, that V for Vendetta is probably your top number one cult classic movie favorite, But tell me your other ones first before we get to your number
one. My number one? V for Vendetta?
No.
Oh, I thought that's what you just said. Yes, no. Your number one.
V for Vendetta is my number one.
Okay.
But it's probably equivalent to your number one.
Right.
But tell me your other ones first.
Deep Blue Sea.
Uh-huh. LL Cool J.
LL Cool J, Samuel Jackson, shark movie. I like that movie a lot.
Mm-hmm.
What else? What was my
your
other
father one? Inspired one.
Oh. I'm struggling.
This is why we have a list.
This is why we have a list and why I have a blue tongue. Red Dawn.
Uh-huh.
I love Red Dawn. Gritty. Kind of.
Very
especially,
80s.
Especially at the time, it was kind of like, could be real.
Mm-hmm.
Russian relations were not good. You know, Cold War type stuff. Yeah.
And it wasn't overproduced.
Nah.
I mean, it had a, you know, a couple big names. Patrick Swayze, I think, was up and coming at that time. But it just, it's good movie. It's good.
Movie. Yeah, I love that movie. It's no, the new one is not.
Mm-mm. The new one's good, but it just isn't hit in the time and era that it came out in. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like with Red Dawn, it came out at the perfect time.
Yeah, 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 for sure. I mean,
now,
there was a real threat. Well, so what we thought, you know.
Yeah.
Cat's trying to come in. And then my final movie, and who we're going to be interviewing today. Oh, the cat is crazy. Who we're going to be interviewing today is Starship Troopers. And we're going to be interviewing Johnny Rico, a.k.a. Casper Van Dien from Starship Troopers. I am very excited. Just so you guys know.
Calm down, you fangirl.
It's really bad how excited I am about this. Like, I'm probably not going to talk right.
I mean, that's about 99% of the time. But yes, we get to interview him today and talk about the new game that's coming out. There's this huge resurgence of popularity around Stormship. Woo! Starship Troopers.
Stormship.
Talking
you sound
all that
like
trash.
You sound like an
and
80-year-old.
I messed it up. But the Starship Troopers Continuum for virtual reality on MetaQuest,
and it's coming out for PSVR as well.
Very cool. It is launch day.
Yes.
We get to talk to Casper all about him reprising his role as Johnny Rico.
Introducing Casper Van Dien.
Hello.
Happy launch day.
Thank you so much.
We love the background.
Oh, thank you, huh?
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm jealous.
thank you. I'm grateful that you're jealous.
So my husband's having a fangirl moment. So I'm gonna give him a second.
are you Russ and Linda? You're married.
We are. Yes. We are married here at the Unfiltered Union. Yes.
Is it Russell or Russ? Because it says Russ on my list.
Russ.
Russ. Okay. Russ and Linz. All right. Perfect.
Yep.
A happy married couple, and you're fanboying out. Well, I'm so grateful that you're doing that, man. That's awesome.
Yeah. I did the Starship Troopers was a huge part of my younger teenage years.
Well, I'm grateful to hear that, and I'm also sorry.
He's not. He's absolutely unapologetic about it.
I am not. That was seriously, it's still one of my all-time favorites. I talk about it all the time. It's like a family tradition to watch that at least once a year.
Well, you have great taste, and in films too.
Well, we did want to start off with understanding that there is a resurgence right now happening in popularity, right?
Yes.
It is over the movie, but now we have the VR game, and it is the Starship Troopers Continuum for virtual reality on MetaQuest. I mean, in the game, you reprise your role as Johnny Rico. We're getting all the nostalgia here.
Yeah, it is awesome. I played 2 days ago. I did the voiceover for this about a year ago. And Bobby, the guy, one of the creators of it, he said to me, he goes, "You don't understand what a thrill it was for me to get to work with you. I love the movie." And then all of a sudden you're doing the voiceover for it. And then I played it with him 2 days ago for the first time VR for me. Because I'm a gamer and I play the other Starship Troopers game. I've been playing that on Steam and streaming it. But this one's the first time for me to go into VR, which was unbelievable because you actually are in the VR world. You're killing bugs in it. You know, we
like
didn't
being
have
in the movie all over again, right?
Yeah, it's like being in the movie all over again. So it's surreal. And I got to kill a warrior bug, and I shot a hopper out of the sky and a tanker bug. And he goes, "You don't understand how cool this is, Casper." And I go, "I love you, Bobby. This is awesome." So I'm having so much fun. I already stream another Starship Troopers video game, Extermination. I play that already all the time as General J. Rico. But I signed up in MetaQuest, and I'm now playing that as General J. Rico. And in PlayStation 5, I signed up as General J. Rico. So people can find me on all those, literally can find me, and you can come kill bugs with me. So just to say, Russ, you can actually kill bugs with me. I do this. And you can come into the VR world, and we can go kill some bugs together.
I'm going to.
All right. You're going to do your part. Yeah. Yeah, you won't see him forever.
I am doing my part. That is for sure.
There you go. Well, I'm going to count on it. I mean, I'm on Twitch as Casper Van Dien, but in the game, I'm still General J. Rico. And I literally do this all the time. I've been doing it for the other game because it's been out, but this one is just out now. I'm going to be doing this game as well. So I'm going to have a couple games where you can kill bugs with me as General J. Rico. And I literally just do quotes from the movie. And it's just so surreal. I'm not as good as a lot of these gamers are. And the VR one is brand new for me. So I was learning a lot of stuff. It's a little confusing at first, but once you get it, it's like so cool. And they're getting great reviews, and it just looks awesome.
I do think VR gaming is probably the future. I will say the only thing that's hanging up for me is just a little bit of motion sickness, but I get used to it. It just takes a minute. But I love VR and the Starship Troopers world. I'm getting on there.
somebody told me that you can get like a pad where you can start walking, where when you're doing it, then that kind of gets your body into it, so you get less motion sickness. And I might try that too. I don't know yet, because I could see where you could start feeling that. I had to sit down because I was like, wait a minute. My sense of reality was getting warped, but I still couldn't stop because, you know, when I saw the movie, I was like, you've got to make video games about this.
Yes.
And, you know, they've made similar games. There's been a lot of tribute games to it, you know, over the games. And that's always awesome. But I always wanted the Starship Troopers. And now I have a couple of them, and I'm through the roof. And the VR to be in the world. I mean, come on. It's sick, bro.
Oh yeah. No, I'm down. I will buy this right after we get off here so I can add you as a friend. I'm doing it.
Dude, we'll do it, because I'm going to be on it, and people are literally flipping out because I've been playing the other game because it's out right now, and I've been doing that nonstop on Twitch. Playing it and going out, and I'm live streaming and doing this and killing bugs, and now I'm going to be doing it with this one, and I'm just so thrilled because I've got to first help figure out how to do all that. But the MetaQuest, you can take anywhere with you. I'm traveling on Sunday going to Europe, and I'm going to be taking it with me to play because I won't be able to bring my whole PC with me, so I won't be able to play the other game right now. I'll only be able to play this one, which is you know, fine, because I'm gonna get a new experience for a little bit, for a couple weeks.
Killing bugs in Europe, nothing wrong with that.
Can we killing bugs
can we go to Europe?
You go to Europe. Yeah, not bad, huh?
Oh my goodness.
It's for work. I got a film, so it's for work, you know. It's just, I can't tell you yet. I have an NDA, so it's a big thing, but it's awesome.
I can feel it over here from Russ right now. I can feel it.
I know you can't talk about it, but I'm praying that it's more Starship Trooper stuff.
Well, we'll see. You are Johnny.
Eventually, I think we're going to get to that. I think all of this revival in Starship Troopers could lead to something. There's actually a petition out right now that I've been putting up in the streams where people are trying to get either a movie or TV series going. And I think the time is ripe for it. I've been getting people yelling at me for the last 28 years, just different quotes from Starship Troopers, you know, Carl, you're going to live forever, or kill them all, which is not normal. But my kids grew up with that, and it's just been something that's been happening. It's a lot of fun. And I love it. And I think we're ready for it. So, you know, bring it on is what I got to say.
Absolutely.
There's so much quality. See, I think back then, like, TV quality wasn't as good, but I think now you've got the Netflix shows that are top tier
graphics.
Yeah. Graphics and everything. I think Starship Troopers would be perfect for a longer TV series, not just a one-off movie here and there.
Yeah, no, you know what? I think they have the time to really do it right. And I think personally, I think a series would be really epic because you could really explore it and you could have people going out. And I'd be really more than willing to come back as Old Man Rico, General Rico, and come and help train the troops and come help them out when they get all messed up and screw things up. You know, I'll come in and help them out, you know.
That's right.
So I'm willing to do my part. Yes.
I'm just loving that. Okay, be honest with us. Do you still have the tattoo?
I don't have that tattoo. But, you know, Jake Busey has the tattoo. And everybody's always, my daughter, who was born during Starship Troopers, played Chrissy in Stranger Things, which is funny because she cheered for the Tigers in that. And I played for the Tigers in Starship Troopers, which is weird. That's 25 years later. The daughter that was born during Starship Troopers cheered for the same team that I played for. But she's always like, Dad, we should get that tattoo. And she's just beautiful and cute. And I'm like, no, you're not going to get that tattoo. And I'm not going to get it just so you don't get it.
Right. I am not influencing bad decisions. Not this one.
That's one time I made the right decision. But I still debated every once in a while about getting it. Now she's 28, so maybe she wouldn't get it. But I don't know if I did. And then she's like, well, you did. And then I'd be like, ah.
Exactly. What are you going to say to that?
Go ahead.
No, we have a young daughter too, so we're tiptoeing the lines.
Yeah, it's hard to tiptoe the lines, but you know, they're going to choose whatever they're going to want to do and be. You think you're going to influence them, and really, I might have influenced her in one way because she's an actress. None of my other kids are, but she's the one that became that. But you know, everybody's so individual, and they really know who they're going to be right away. Yeah. For some reason, it's just weird.
For sure. Did you know you were going to be Johnny Rico?
You know, I it's so funny because I read that book when I was a kid. And so to become that, I also read Tarzan when I was a kid. And I also read Sleepy Hollow when I was a kid. And I'm in all those movies,
yep.
You know, to be that. And in Sleepy Hollow, the Van Deens are related to the Van Tassels in real life. So, you know, in that movie, I'm playing Brom Van Brunt, who dates Christina Ricci's character, which is the tassel. And my dad was like, oh, so you have to kiss your cousin because Van Tassel. I'm like, I don't think it works that way, Dad. I'm not quite sure.
That's awesome. Oh my goodness. Well, Starship Troopers was released almost 30 years ago now. It's been a long time. What are your thoughts on being asked to just come back and play that character that you played all those years ago constantly? There's a huge resurgence going on right now.
There is a huge resurgence right now. I mean, it's so popular. We're so popular at cons. There's Funko Pops that people have of some of the characters, two of me and the Warrior Bug and the Tanker Bug. And there's people are showing up every time in that. They show up in the uniforms. There's the Helldivers too. There's Starship Troopers Extermination that they did the voiceover for. Which is a 16-person shooter. And then there's all the different games like movies Halo and all these things that are like Starship Troopers. But then you have this VR game where you get to step into the world. The first time ever, first ever Starship Troopers VR game. It's getting great reviews. It's just fun. I had somebody I played with another game with who came out and said, I was just playing and I killed like six different types of bugs. And I was like, I only killed three so far. What are you talking about? And I'm Johnny Rico. And I literally play these games as General J. Rico. So you can come kill bugs with me in these games. Every one of them, I'm only going to be that. I love that it's that. I love that I'm still seen and so closely tied to this film. But I also have always embraced it, fully embraced it, because it means everything to me. It's given me my career. It's also got me in touch with people that it's affected different people. Military people have joined up. People have seen it because of their dad or you know, they have a close connection to it. Whatever it is, whatever resonates with them so much, whatever the reason is, it just means everything to me. And so I love being a part of that. So I'm thrilled beyond belief.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love it. I really hope there's more to come for the Starship Troopers universe with you in it, clearly.
Well, I would love to be a part of it. I would be more than willing to do my part. And like I said, they have there's a petition out there right now, and I've been putting it up on my streams and I'll put it up on my social medias as well, just because I think there should be another Starship Troopers or a series. I think that would be the best way to do it. I think it would really give the fans the opportunity to see everything. And these games where they're doing it now, that they have the technology, the people that made the games are nerds. Both games that I did are full-on Starship Troopers fans. And that's awesome when you see that and how much it affects them. So I'm always thrilled to be connected to it and have this opportunity still.
Yes.
28 that's years awesome. Later.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have any behind the scenes moments that you can share, either for the games that you've done previously or any that you can remember from the movie that you remember vividly?
Well, I have a lot of memories for it. And I think a lot of the memories from the movie are still so vivid because people talk to me about it all the time. So it's a refresh, or they remind me, or they say things, or they just yell these quotes. Literally.
I can't in airports and stuff.
In airports, at the supermarket, when you're getting toilet paper. What are you doing here?
It happens. Kill them all.
Kill them all in the bathroom. Yeah, right. You know, it's just... It's an amazing experience to have this, to have that, you know, reminder all the time. So my memories are quite fond. My daughter was born during Starship Troopers when she was, you know, when I was in the tank, they let me out the next day. The one day I had off on the 7 months I shot that thing because I was on either first or second unit, they let me out. And so I felt like I was in utero with her a little bit. And then out she was born. And the next day, I was back in the tank, and Harrison Ford walked on set because the second unit director was directing, and he was his stunt double in Indiana Jones. And so I got to meet my daughter and Harrison Ford in the same week.
Oh my God. That is awesome.
That's pretty epic. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And wait, your daughter's name is not Harrison, right?
It's not Indy either. It's great. It's Grace.
Grace. Grace. Hi, Grace.
So.
Well, that is awesome. Yes. I mean, I already know I'm not going to see Russ for a week or two at this point, especially since you gave him all your tags.
I've got both platforms. I'm going to add you on Steam, and then I will definitely be on the MetaQuest.
Oh, awesome. Well, you know, there's lots of girls that come play, too. And my daughter streams the game with me. She plays, her character's Bloofy, so she streams the other game with me, and I'm going to try to get her to do this one, too. I just got to get her a MetaQuest or something so she can go and do that. But we'll stream it together, too. And she plays as Bloofy, and in one game, they even have a Bloofy, a blue resource they have to get, and everybody's calling it Bloofy because of her. So she says she wants to be in Starship Troopers. She said she wanted to be General Rico or Johnny Rico, which I think is adorable. So, awesome. And it'd be awesome if they ever did redo it. And it was her, I would love it. Or if she came back and played my daughter in it, I think she could easily do that because she is my daughter.
For sure. That makes sense.
No, that's awesome. Well, we can't thank you enough for being here. We appreciate you coming on. And again, I said I'm probably not going to see Russ for a few weeks.
That's right.
And so you get to enjoy his fandom.
Oh, well, it is just the fandom is all it's through the roof, out the door. You know, everybody's just so awesome, and I can't wait to start streaming this on my. I have to learn how to set it all up on my laptop and bring it out with me, the VR, because I do Twitch. I do this on Twitch as Casper Vinding, but I the other game, and now I'm going to try to add this one onto it too so I can just kill bugs. People would be like, what are you doing?
I love it. I love it.
Well, we thank you so much for your time today. Thanks for joining us on Unfiltered. Yeah, man.
And you guys are just a little north of me up there in Tampa, so I'm down in Venice.
Nice. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I'm watching my wife tonight in she plays Dolly Parton in she's playing the Dolly Parton part in 9 to 5 the musical at Venice Theater. So I'm gonna be going to see her tonight. So
that's awesome.
Local Florida people here.
So if I go down to Venice, I can meet Johnny Rico.
Okay,
if
calm
you
down.
Came tonight, you'd see her in a play from 7:30 to 10. Dolly Parton, 9 to 5.
Oh my
I'd be there, yeah. You'd see me tonight, yeah.
All right.
Just like that.
We might be taking that 2-hour trip. All right.
All right.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Not 2 hours. It's 1 hour and 9 minutes.
Okay. Now you're selling it even harder here.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And hey, guys, welcome to the Roughnecks.
That's right. Yes. Rico's Roughneck.
Hoorah.
So how you feel?
I feel nice.
You fangirled really hard.
You know, the doing this podcast has been a game changer for us meeting people that we would never, ever, ever meet.
Uh-huh.
That's one of them. Like, in 1,000 years, I would have never, ever met that guy.
You don't know that because he lives in Venice.
I understand that, but I didn't know that until now.
Right.
I can't believe he just told us that. I think I'm going to have to bleep it out so nobody else goes and stalks him. Don't fuck with him, though. He's Rico.
But we could go see him and his wife. She plays Dolly Parton, 9 to 5 at the Venice
Theater.
Venice Theater.
Yes. Venice. There's another Venice. Is that in Italy?
Yes.
go to that
smart.
One.
You're so smart.
That's what he meant. He didn't mean in Florida. He meant Venice and Italy. So you got to go there. No, I'm just kidding. Don't listen to me.
And he's going to Europe.
That's why.
For what?
That bothers me. It's big. That's all he gave me. I'm sad.
I want to know.
But I will say, I want to find that petition and I am going to sign it because.
Yeah, we should post it on socials.
Yes. I don't think Starship Troopers has been given a fair shake in media now.
It needs its flowers.
It does, I think.
Yeah.
It was an awesome movie in 97, you know, back when it came out. Well, actually, kind of like cult classic. It grew, and I think they need to give it another shake. At least, I think a series would be much better.
Yeah, his point about a series, like your point about Netflix, like the way that we've come this far in television, if you will.
Yeah, TV used to be poopy. Not bad.
Well, it used to be like, you know, CD class type of actors. But now you have big names on TV.
Yeah. Well, and they're actually spending the money to make quality TV shows. I just read a thing, the League of Legends Arcane show.
Mm-hmm.
Animated. $250 million. Two seasons, $250 million.
That's crazy.
That is a chunk of change. So you can't tell me they can't do that with Rico's Roughnecks.
Mm-hmm.
And they could do a lot of world building, kind of like show how we got there and how we got to the democracy and like you have to join the military to become a citizen type deal. That'd be super cool. There's a lot of lore there.
Total bomb though, that he threw in that his daughter was Chrissy from Stranger Things.
I know.
I never connected that, but you can see it.
Yeah. Now that he said that,
right.
I'm like, holy crap.
Yeah. They look alike.
This is kind of obvious.
Mm-hmm.
And she was really good in that, too.
Oh, she was awesome. Broke my heart.
It was rough. Very rough, but she did a phenomenal job.
So imagine her in a TV series with her dad. He's Rico. She's Little Rico.
Little Rico. General Little Rico.
Right? Lieutenant Rico.
There you go. That'd be kind of cool.
I think so. I should be the writer.
Well, get on it.
You got that.
We can hand deliver the script
to Venice.
To Casper. Let's do it.
You're going to be friends with Casper. I'm not going to see you for a week.
I'm going to go down there. I'm going to ask him to be my friend on Steam. And if he accepts, I'm going to message him and say, can I give you a shirt? An unfiltered union shirt. And if he says yes, I'm going to bring it to him. I'm serious.
There you go. You can meet at the theater.
Yeah. I'll bring it to him. I'll be like, look, man, I bought tickets. I got you a shirt. Let's be friends. I got to be friends with Johnny Rico.
Okay, fangirl.
I know. It's so bad. Love you.
Thanks for listening to the Unfiltered Union. If you enjoyed this episode, click like and subscribe. And check out our merch on unfilteredunion.com. It's what you do with things you love.